Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and hope everybody's having a great last weekend in January.
Yeah, I'm having a great time. My week now is like your was last week.
Yeah,
come on, Benadryl, Claritin, please.
This is the show of the infirmed, almost, with allergies. It's crazy.
Yeah, well, I was in Vegas, you know, for SHOT Show, and right as the plane landed, wham, hit me.
Welcome back to Texas.
Yeah.
Cedar.
Boy.
Juniper, you know. So we'll commiserate about that later in the program. Yeah. But last weekend, we had Texas Outdoors Journal contributing saltwater editor Robert Sloan on talking about coastal fishing. This week, all you freshwater folks, listen up, because TOJ's freshwater editor Matt Williams will be joining us talking about the weather that we've had and its impact of fishing on our area lakes. Pretty crazy stuff that's going on. And we'll also get into some news. As Harold mentioned, he just got back from SHOT Show. We'll get a report as to some of the things that he saw and shot out at SHOT. Plus, we've got our best bets headed your way. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME. 792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 17 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube, and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy-gate steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Once again, apologies for your froggy duo today. I'll tell you what, the allergy season is upon us. And if you have not been stricken yet and are prone,
it's coming.
It is definitely coming.
I grew into this stuff. My mom had everything, you know, and then all of a sudden, here they start coming. I aged a bit as I mellowed.
Yes, and then they gleefully say, oh, you got that from me.
Mm-hmm. Man. But, you know, some people have it a lot worse.
Yeah. I want to hear about SHOT Show, but also I want to tip our hat to the National Shooting Sports Foundation that puts it on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But also what they are doing. Second Amendment was there in the founding documents of this country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We move forward with firearms, not only winning our independence, but for the subsistence, you know, of hunting.
Right.
And then over time, our defense, mm-hmm. as well as recreational aspects. Along the way, with printing and other media types,
mm-hmm.
there are individuals that were true leaders that a lot of people don't know who they are.
Ah, okay.
And the National Shooting Sports Foundation has launched their Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Really neat stuff with some of the first names. Now, you need to have some age to recognize some
okay.
of these individuals.
Right.
But Warren Lefty Page, the legendary shooting editor of Field and Stream,
mm-hmm.
is an inductee. Harmon Williams, former president of Browning and member of the first NSSF Board of Governors. Charlie Dickey, writer, wartime pilot, Navy Cross recipient, became an executive of NSSF in 1964. Mind you, NSSF was founded in 61.
Yeah.
Okay. Rocky, or it's actually Arnold Rocky Rolfing, oversaw the launch of the first SHOT Show in 79.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bill Talley, chairman of the NSSF Board of Governors and an executive with Winchester Talley, and played a major role in creating the first SHOT Show and growing NSF into truly an influential organization. And the last inductee, Ted Rowe, a longtime industrial leader, having served as president of Harrington and Richardson and Sig Sauer. There will be other names in upcoming years that will be inducted.
One that hopefully will be added, because he's an old friend of mine, and I ran into him at the SHOT Show, and that's former executive director Doug Painter, and he did a tremendous job at his time in office.
Yeah, but Doug has been one of those that, you know, has come along recently and have made a contribution.
And he's
you're
still
right.
at it, though.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But when we talk about SHOT Show, many tend to forget that, you know, this is our showcase.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a record 2,600 exhibiting companies that covered more than 692,000 square feet. Plus their field day, and I know you spent some time at the range.
Day
right?
at the range, you bet.
What did you play with this
miles
year?
Miles and miles and miles.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is.
Right.
And there's a lot of stuff there that's fun, but it's not what I write about. So you know, I mean, there were some fully automatic weapons and some 50 cals at 1,000 meters. I've done that,
mm-hmm.
so I don't want to take up space in line, you know, for somebody that has not done that. So one of the first things I shot that was just an amazing blast is the new Ruger LCP-22 long rifle.
Ah, okay.
Pistol.
You went there with that on your list.
Oh, yeah, that was on my list.
Right.
Absolutely. And just, you know, great trigger right on. I mean, it just a dream to shoot and just make it for a wonderful, you know, backup or secondary or whatever. It weighs nothing.
Just a different caliber, same frame, I mean,
yeah.
size. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, just an outstanding piece at the show itself, because they didn't have it for shooting. You would have never got to it, but something I was really excited to get a hold of. And the beauty of the show is everything in there, all the firing pins were removed, so you can pick stuff up and click it and open it and,
yeah.
and you know, check it out, right?
Sure.
The new Python. Oh, boy. Colt has done a fabulous job on this thing. My regrets back in the days, I had two of them down through the years and traded them off. Stupid,
mm-hmm.
stupid. But right now they're coming out with stainless only, 6-inch and 4.5-inch barrels. Beautiful fit and finish. The trigger is absolutely amazing. I can't say, well, boy, it's better than the one I had before. It's been so many years, you know, and I didn't have anything
right.
side by side. They've done a beautiful job. It's going to hit the market, though, at about 14. But when used ones are going for $3,000 and more, you know, think about it. And that'll go down. But just a beautiful pistol. Ruger also did something interesting, but it's competition, because I first looked at it and went, why did you do this? Excuse me, it's their Red Hawk, and it's made for competition, and that was the answer, because it's an 8-shot 9mm, you know, in that good-sized Red Hawk frame, so
right.
it's like shooting a .22,
right?
Because I shot it. But it's moon clips. It's a full moon clip
hmm.
with 8 rounds. I know you can chamber it for 9,
right?
Because you can get the single actions in 9mm,
right?
And chamber it for it, and it head space on the rim, or excuse me, on the lip of the bullet casing. I'm sorry, folks. But the thing was a dream to shoot. I was like shooting nothing because of the weight and so on. It was absolutely fabulous. And then I said, why did you do the moon clips? And it is for competition. So it's quick reloads is the whole point behind the thing.
Okay.
So
anything practical, long gun wise, shotgun, any new cals?
The X-Bolt, Browning, mm-hmm. And I'm blanking on the model. Again, folks, I'm a little dingy-headed with this this stuff I'm taking. But the 28 Nosler. Oh, man, and what a dream to shoot. I mean, it was just a scorcher, and that was serious fun. And then, of course, Ruger's got their precision rifle in 22 and in 22 mag. And so they had one of those with a silencer on it, and it's like you look at somebody and go, did it shoot? Because mm-hmm. there's just no recoil.
Right.
But a lot of fun. Mossberg is doing a Jerry Michalik model of their 590, their auto, and it's everything you would do to a shotgun for competition after you bought it. So it's an extended slide release, extended handle to cock the thing, all kind of coatings that make it smooth and different things and different kind of chokes and so on, stock fitting. It's really very, very, very cool. They're doing a lot of stuff. And Linda says hi, by the way. Linda Powell said hi. And one of the fun things for me, because he's been a friend for years, I don't see him that often, was Sheriff Jim Wilson. And walking into the show, Jim was there, and I'm behind him, and I said, I can see by those starched jeans, it's Sheriff Jim, because we joke he starches his underwear. Right. I mean, Jim starches everything, you know? But just a great guy. He was working the Nighthawk booth. I saw him later on the show floor, but we had a very, very long visit.
Cool.
And so it was a lot of fun, and more coming. I kept trying to find Kim Rohde, never found Kim. But our friend Kevin Howard, Ram had a nice display there, and nice off-roading too at the range itself. So they did a big deal there, and it was great. It's a huge effort, obviously, and it's going to grow. They'd first said that they were going to move it to the MGM Grand Convention Center, but they announced at the show, no, it's going to stay at the Sands. But there's a new building that's almost finished across the street that's actually on Caesar's property, and they're going to do a sky bridge and add hundreds of more booths.
Well, it moved to the Sands because the Las Vegas Convention Center was undergoing construction.
Well, it was a whoopee. It was a whoopsie, too, though, because they kind of hiccuped on booking well in advance because they were moving the show around. Mm-hmm. And they decided to stop doing that. And I don't remember how many years ago it was the vote, but they had shows in Vegas, in Orlando, in Atlanta. But that was a joke. The day it opened was the day Atlanta sued all the firearms manufacturers.
Yes.
That was not a happy sight. But that's also where Charlton Heston comes up with the flintlock that he borrowed from Dixie Gunworks and holds it up and goes, from my cold, dead hands. And the room absolutely erupted. But by the time they voted, we want it in Vegas nonstop, and we want it every January. It was also a booking problem because convention centers, certainly they book so far out on those things. But that's where it is now, anyway.
All right, more from SHOT Show from Harold in upcoming programs. Here in the Lone Star State, the Texas Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame Committee has announced Shane Wilson, retired public educator and founder of Fishing's Future, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2020. Shane Wilson of South Padre Island is a retired educator of 35 years and founder of the nonprofit organization Fishing Future, which devoted to strengthening family bonds through that activity. And absolutely amazed, they've accumulated 28 active chapters in the state of Texas alone, 70 total chapters in 21 states and the United Kingdom.
Mm.
So well-deserved award for Shane Wilson. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets, outdoor report. We're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge, Port Mansfield, Texas. The complete package. Come one, come all. It's where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. It's where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie afield creates lifetime memories from days shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on the water or afield, while hearty home-cooked meals help begin and end each day. Well, waterfowl season, folks, is over this weekend, but there's time for you to book for the spring trophy trout season. And I tell you what, it's already underway with the weather that we've had. Great opportunities to fish and enjoy, kick back, literally have the Lower Laguna Madre to yourself. For booking information at Getaway Lodge, Port Mansfield, visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
Well, checking the Texas Outdoor Journal Fishing and Hunting Times this weekend, as well as Monday, is a trio of best days. Tuesday and Wednesday are both rated as good. Thursday and Friday plunge to poor. Next Saturday and Sunday rebound to fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late morning until late afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from early afternoon until the evening hours around sunset. By Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, times will have continued to adjust. So look for game to be actively feeding from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours. Next weekend, a major time shift occurs, with game becoming active from well before sunrise, remaining active until mid-morning. On Saturday, February the 1st, the moon will enter its first quarter phase. On the coast this weekend, on Monday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Tuesday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Wednesday through next Sunday, there will be a double tide schedule each day.
All right, staying on the coast, we've had a cool front that came through and dropped water temperatures a bit. Those will be warming back up. And as we remind everyone, this is the time of year when you truly look at where you're fishing on the coast, with the warmest water temperatures being down the Lower Laguna Madre, mid-coast south. But Big Lake has continued to see some decent fishing for redfish. Speckled trout, a little bit spotty as they've gone deep. In Trinity Bay, speckled trout have been good on live shrimp and soft plastics around the flats and oyster beds. Black drum have been good on whole shad around the Texas City Dyke, East Galveston Bay. Speckled trout have been good near Oyster Bio. West Galveston Bay, speckled trout have been excellent on fat boys and softines in the deeper holes. West Galveston Bay drift is prominent this time of year. Around the Galveston jetties, actually around any of the jetties, the sheep's head spawn is getting underway, with some really nice fish being caught. East Matagorda, redfish have been good near the south shoreline on live mullet, soft plastics, and topwaters in shallow water. West Matagorda Bay, redfish have been good on live mullet and soft plastics. Out of Port O'Connor, redfish are good on live shrimp. In Rockport, flounder have been good on live finger mullet. Moving on down to Baffin Bay, where redfish have been good on sand flats on soft plastics. Port Mansfield, as we mentioned, the front blowing with high winds, and you kind of had to pick your days. Captain Nathan Bebout, N&M Sportsman Adventure out of Seadrift, he makes his annual pilgrimage to Port Mansfield and said that starting off with the hot weather before the front, was only able to box a few three-quarter-pound trout. But then once the front moved in and dropped the temperature into the low 60s, fishing picked up for the big girls. That has been a constant pattern in the lower coast. Out of Port Isabel, speckled trout are good in the shallow flats. Sheep's head have been good on crab. Out of Port Mansfield, black drummer good on jig head, located near mud bottoms.
Right now, just thinking a nice shot of Jack Daniels with a tablespoon of honey. It would be a big help.
Absolutely.
Excuse us, folks. Okay. Heading to East Texas, Caddo. Largemouth bass are good on rigged plastic worms and spinner baits with vegetation in Clinton Lake, Back Lake, and Carter Lake. Crappie are good on smaller minnows and jigs fishing shallow gaps in vegetation. Conroe, hybrid striped bass are good in open water with jigs and fishing with live shad mid-lake. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cut bait. Sunfish are good on live worms or crickets in shallow water. Fork, largemouth bass are good on crankbaits, slugs, worms, and Alabama rigs on points and humps. Livingston, largemouth bass are good working points. Vegetation in the creeks on the northern end of the lake. The best baits continue to be Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs. Striped bass are good on spoons and shad. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in the creeks. White bass are good on spoons and Alabama rigs in coves and in the main lake. Nackenich. Largemouth bass are good on spinners and jigs in submerged brush and around timber moving throughout the day. Topwater has also been successful at dusk. Crappie are good on jigs and crappie minnows under vegetation and bridges. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good on working long ledges and covering a lot of water with crankbaits and spinners. Use plastic worms working warm water on shorter, slower casts. White bass are good on minnows and small crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs among the deeper structure and the brush piles. Toledo Bend, the largemouth bass bite has been active recently on worms, crankbaits, spinners, in shallow water on creek structure and vegetative cover. Crappie are excellent in brush piles on jigs and minnows in the creeks. Athens, largemouth bass continue to be good on Carolina rig worms, jigs, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, fishing points, and submerged timber with vegetation on the eastern end of the lake. Palestine, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, lipless cranks, continuing to be found in Saline Bay among creeks moving toward the northern end of the reservoir. White bass are good on slabs. Catfish continue to be excellent on shad and chicken livers. Richland Chambers, largemouth bass are good around underwater structure on crankbaits, plastic worms, spinners, and jigging spoons. White bass and hybrids are good on jigging spoons on the east side. Somerville, crappie are good with small minnows. Catfish are good throughout the lake with cut shad and stinky bait. Largemouth bass are great with plastic worms, crankbait, larger spinners, or jigs near vegetation and along the western creeks and flats. Tewakene, catfish are excellent on live cut shad and stink bait. White bass and hybrid stripers are good on slabs, spoons, and Alabama rigs among schools of bait fish. Texoma, striped bass are good using slabs, swim baits, flukes, and with live bait around structure and big schools in the creeks and channels in the warmest part of the day. Largemouth bass are good drifting live baits and reeled baits across the shallow, low-traffic natural structure. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs by boathouses, submerged vegetation, and timber. Whitney. Black bass continue to be good on deep diving crankbaits, plastic worms, and spinnerbaits around deep water structure and drops. Tyler, black bass are great on Carolina rigged creatures, plastic worms, spinners, and jigs in the vegetative cover around the boat docks and timber-lined shoreline on both lakes.
All right, heading down south out Del Rio way, Amistad Reservoir, where largemouth bass are good on topwater spinners and plastic worms around points, drop-offs, and submerged structure, as well as submerged vegetation. Topwater is the best bait morning and evening in shallower water. Choke Canyon, all catfish are excellent on larger live bait and cut baits. Falcon Reservoir, bass are good on soft plastic worms, spinners, and crankbaits. Topwater lures, while fishing points, underwater man-made structure, steep drops, humps, and flooded vegetation, plus timber. Allen Henry, bass are good in timber, while fishing worms or fishing points with crankbaits and spinners. O.H. Ivy, largemouth bass are good on Carolina rig worms, spinners, and minnows in the middle of timber and certain main lake points on windy days.
Okay, heading to the hill country. Austin, dusk continues to be the best for game fish. On the edge of vegetation, largemouth bass are fair with topwater, rigged plastic worms, spinners, jigs, and crankbaits. Buchanan, white bass are good on minnows within deep water. Canyon, striper fishing is fair on main lake points and humps, switching to live bait. Catfish are good with live and cut bait throughout the lake. LBJ, crappie are good on jigs under docks. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cut bait. Medina, smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs. Waco. Largemouth bass are good on spinnerbaits and plastic worms in creek structure and surrounding points with vegetation. Crappie are good on minnows and light-colored jigs in the creeks.
All right, let's see. On the hunting scene, we have closed both the north and south zone general whitetail deer season. This weekend, we closed the duck season. And getting ready for the for the light goose conservation season in the east zone that will open on Monday, the 27th, and run through March 15. You've got quail season that runs through February 23rd. And, of course, our year-round hunting in the javelina variety of species, south zone, and then other open counties for squirrel all the way through August 31.
It's always fun.
Yeah, it is.
Any
it
reports
is.
On snow geese yet, or is it too early? I mean, as far as the migration,
you know, quite honestly, the water and the lack of rice production, you know, is changing. We're seeing more birds show up, you know, along the coast. Hatch was off this year, but we'll see with the warm weather how many birds we have to actually hunt during the during the late season. All right. You were in Vegas, so did you have time to be on or off road?
Well, of course. I had to get to the airport and back. And other things. But no, this, and I tested this out about 3 weeks ago, anyhow. Yeah, I'm going to choke up. It's fun, and it's on or off the road, but very rapidly. And I'm it's fun. I'm a performance nut, so I love seeing these manufacturers kind of stick their neck out and go, okay, you know, you ready for a Jaguar SUV? Compact performance. It's got a 5-liter V8 that's supercharged. I'm talking about 2019 F-Pace SVR. 550 horsepower. 0 to 60 in 4.3. Good looking. I mean, Jags are always good looking. Anyway, it's made into an 8-speed automatic transmission. It is all-wheel drive. Electric power-assisted steering. The upgraded brakes, because you're going to need to stop quick with this thing if you get carried away. Electronic active differential with torque vectoring. Adaptive headlights. Power, beautiful panoramic roof. Lounge quilted Windsor leather seats. Oh, I mean, this thing's got everything. Heated and cool seats, power adjustable, heated sport, soft green leather steering wheel. Ooh, two zone climate control, auto dimming interior. This nice ambient lighting that welcomes you. Hello, thanks for your money. Dynamic stability control, emergency braking, anti-lock braking, emergency brake assist, cruise control, obviously. The thing's just got the works. They added some goodies, blind spot assist, their adaptive cruise control, the torque vectoring, 22-inch beautiful wheels, heated windshield. That's kind of cool. But it runs great, drives great. I mean, it's a sports car. It's a performance SUV. They call it compact. I swear these things look like midsize to me. And the base model is only $79,990. But the one that I had... $90,200. And so I guess it's nice it gets 21 miles per gallon on the highway.
All-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive.
Did you do any rock climbing with it?
Oh, of course. I went through the creek of my place. And
right.
No, that's like looking at some of those wheels out there. Okay, it can do it, but are you really... Are you really going to? How are you going to explain this to your insurance company?
Really?
Right, but a beautiful vehicle. Again, the 2019 Jaguar F-Pace SVR.
All right, from fancy high-performance vehicles to freshwater fishing, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Matt Williams, Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer.
You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We've been mentioning for several weeks that the rut has wound down. This is a time when cottonseed needs to be readily available to help our deer, particularly the bucks, as well as the mama deer, get through the balance of winter and get a good head start on spring, and particularly when those youngsters are dropped on the ground in May and June. For more information on Fortified Cottonseed blends, visit fortifiedcottonseed.com or call 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. At the top of the program, we mentioned last week we had Texas Outdoors Journal saltwater contributing editor Robert Sloan on talking about coastal fishing. Thought it would be only fair to flip over and get our freshwater editor to give us his perspective. Joining us, Matt Williams. Matt, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Bill, how you doing? Hey, I was wondering, will that cottonseed, how would that work for me?
You know what? All three of us could probably do that to see if it could rejuvenate and give us more energy. You know?
Yeah, we need that. Yeah. Madness Harold, how are you feeling today?
I'm doing good.
Okay, because he and I are both fighting allergies.
Yeah.
The Hill Country cedar and juniper has gotten a hold of us this year. But on the fishing side, it's been a crazy winter. I mean, it's been a mild winter. Water temperatures are low. Know that you've been on the lake this week. What are you seeing and hearing in East Texas?
Oh, I mean, water temperatures, when I was out midweek, you know, this past week, and then last weekend, they were, they were 60. Out here on Lake Nacogdoches, and high 50s down on Rayburn, and then we had that front come through, you know, towards the end of the week, and it brought some cold rain, and it chilled the water down a little bit. I know when I left the lake on Wednesday, it was, you know, had gone down to like 52.
Right.
But it was 50. It was 54 when I got on the water, and I mean, in a matter of just about 5 hours, it dropped at 2 degrees. All that cold rain hitting us.
Some of our coastal fish never made it out of the bays. I'm thinking flounder in particular on our inland lakes. bass go to their traditional deep haunts, or did they go to kind of the transition area from shallow to deep? What have we seen bass do this winter?
Well, I mean, here in East Texas, where I spend a lot of time,
right?
We have, you know, a lot of our lakes have hydrilla in shallow water,
mm-hmm.
and those fish do not leave that grass. They'll stay up there. You know, I've caught fish out of hydrilla on rattle traps when it's, you know, 48, when the water temperature is down to 48 degrees. You know, I'm talking stuff that's in 3 to 5 feet of water. You know, they get a little bit lethargic, and you have to create, you know, kind of a reaction bite. But as long as they've got grass, they don't leave it. And I've been hearing some of the same stuff on Toledo Bend where they don't have any grass, but there are still fish up shallow relating to wood cover, such as stumps and laydowns and stuff like that. But you're going to have some fish out deep as well. But on a grass lake, I mean, I've been doing this for quite a while, and you're going to catch your bigger fish shallow, I'm convinced, the majority of the time. That's not to say you can't catch a big one out deep, but if you're fishing schools of fish, Bill, I mean, I found that the bigger fish do not like to be around those large schools of smaller fish. They just don't like it.
Well, you mentioned something that triggers a thought this time of year, and that's rattle trap. You know, we talk about our game fish, but then we need to look at forage as well. And we see rattle traps, the red rattle trap bite. Is that something that is starting to begin?
Yeah, I mean, I've caught this past week, I've had an eight pounder, a 6 pounder, and 2 5-pounders on red rattle traps in two different outings. So, yeah, it's happening.
Now, that's...
And it does every year. I mean, they just like red. It's a crawfish-type deal. But it's not the only color that'll work. You know, I've caught them on chrome. I've caught them on bone doing the same thing. But, you know, it's one of those deals where you bounce around between colors. You know, if you'll bounce around between a crawfish, something red, brown, a chrome, or a bone color, you know, you can't go wrong. But, and don't be afraid to experiment with those three colors, because it makes a difference from time to time.
Sure. Gotcha. All right.
As does the sound that the bait makes. You know, every lipless crankbait makes a different noise. You know, the rattle trap makes a high-pitched noise, and then you've got your one knockers previously made by Excalibur that makes, it's got one large VB in it, and it makes kind of a deep thump and that can make a difference. You know, I've seen it, you can go down a stretch of water and catch them on a rattle trap, then they get off of it, and you throw a different one, and they'll start hitting it. So,
all a matter of being confident about what you're throwing. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor Matt Williams right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal.
They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor Matt Williams. Matt, another right of this time of year, as we're in winter and heading towards spring, white bass run. What are you hearing over on the lakes and rivers in East Texas?
Well, it's kind of, it's not hitting on all cylinders yet. It's a little bit early, but they're coming. I mean, and everything has been pretty dry over here, and current is one of the big trigger factors on the white bass spawning run, along with water temperature and photo period. But you know, current, it seems like, you know, most of the biologists say that's a major factor in triggering the white bass run. And we're just now, we're starting to get some flow in our rivers over here. You know, the Sabine flows into Toledo Bend, which, you know, houses probably the largest population of top-notch big white bass in the state. Toledo Bend has been, you know, as low as 7 feet, while, you know, over the summer, while the Sabine River Authority, it was doing some repairs to the dam. Those repairs are complete now, and the lake is catching water, but you have all that water flowing down the river, and it's filling in a big hole. And it's up, you know, last I checked, it was still 5 feet low. But, and, you know, the Sabine, when the river is low, it can be kind of hard to get around in some places. Everything else, the Trinity, was flowing low and green. This could be the one of the best white bass runs on the Trinity in several years, because it's in such good shape. It hasn't, you know, the last few years we've had flood conditions on the Trinity because of all the rain up in Dallas and so forth, but it's in pretty decent shape right now. The Angelina's in good shape, as well as the Natchez above Lake Palestine.
Yeah, Matt, I just had a thing real quick that hit my fevered brain as we talk about a lot, keying on structure, and we have stories in the Gulf where, you don't know, you sink a ship or whatever. But on lakes, we talk about docks and we talk about stumps that are submerged and stuff like this. But are any of the lakes, have anybody added any structure? I don't know, you know, cinder blocks, stolen cars, I mean, whatever. Have there been any efforts like that for structure?
Oh, yeah. Parks and Wildlife has several. You can go to Parks and Wildlife's website, and they have, on numerous lakes around the state, they have gone in and built different types of structures out of plastic using PVC and drain pipe, and, you know, they've experimented with several different kinds. Mm-hmm. And you can go look on their website, and they actually will list how many of those structures are on a specific lake. Plus, they'll, you know, provide you with GPS waypoints so you can go straight to them. I mean, and they do hold fish. You know, they do hold fish. And that's in addition to what, you know, the general public has done as far as brush piles and whatnot.
Sure. We got a couple of minutes before we're out of time today, but real quick, the Share Lunker program, we're in the legacy period where they'll accept lunkers over 13 through the end of March. Hearing any big fish yet being caught?
No, not yet, but the time is right, Bill. It's time. I mean, and it's get out there. That's all I can say, because it's the big fish are there. They're on the move, and it's a good time to catch a big one. Just take care of them when you catch them. You know, get them to get the fish to a facility with a large aerated vat as quickly as possible, and keep your hands off of it.
Yeah, it seems as though
contact Parks and Wildlife as soon as you can if you elect to donate the fish.
Right, right. Well, and it seems as though that program and the new structure has been pretty well received, wouldn't you say, for the year-round program?
It has, you know, but I still think there's a lot of people that aren't aware of it, you know, and it ceases to amaze me. You hear, you know, people, oh, I didn't even know about that, and it's been around for 30 years. But, you know, it's been pretty well received. They had, you know, I think a little over 800 entries the last 2 years since they've gone to the, you know, the four different categories, and, you know, just to generate some badly needed interest. I mean, I think they're on the right track, and I think it's neat that they're, you know, going to use those fish to revamp their Florida hatchery program. You know, those eventually the goal is to have their hatchery program made, you know, 100% from fish that came out of fish that weighed 13 pounds or more. You know, that I think that's pretty cool. It's, you know, they're Florida bass. Now, the verdict's still out. Do those fish produce bigger fish? You know, who? You know, we don't. I'm not going to sit there and say that I believe that. You know, Florida bass or Florida bass, but those big fish definitely have something going on with their genetic framework.
Well, I tell you what, we will have to check in with you to get an update to see how that continues at a later date. Listen, we appreciate you joining us today. Our guest today, Matt Williams, Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor.
Thank you, Matt. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
People like to say, the roads are bad. Well, clearly they're not behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Just think about it. The road doesn't make itself slippery. The road didn't ask to be buried by a blizzard or demand to be cracked and potholed. And the road is certainly not trying to make you late. The road is, after all, just pavement and a little paint. But a Jeep SUV isn't just another SUV. It's the original. An adventure-seeking, trail-rated, off-road/on-road icon. With legendary 4x4 capabilities and enough available safety and security features to make your family jump for joy. Because in a Jeep SUV, there's something for every road. Good, bad, or non-existent. And depending on what you're driving, bad roads can be oh so good. Come see for yourself and get a great deal today at the Jeep Start Something New sales event. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like we got some fundraisers coming up.
Indeed we do. Okay, I love these new websites. That really helps things out. Okay, February the 1st, Mahia Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Mahia. Go to ducks.org. February 1, Big Thicket Chapter of Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Cleveland. Ducks.org. February 1 again, Austin Chapter Safari Club International, their Hunter's Heritage Fundraising Banquet in Dripping Springs. Go to sciaustin.org. And February 2nd, Cross Timbers Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Banquet in Decatur. Again, the ever-popular nwtf.org. And then go to one of those great events in your brand-new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means. All right, tell you what, I want to thank our guest today, Matt Williams, Texas Outdoors Journal freshwater editor. Folks, it's a strange year, but the neat thing about fishing.
Yes.
If you don't get out there, you'll never know if they're biting.
You won't catch them if you don't get out there.
Yeah.
That's just what's great about our state. I mean, we have fishing and some form of hunting year-round.
Yeah, and for those hunters that just put up their firearm once whitetail season's over with.
No,
there's lots to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the different calibers that are out there, a variety of game from small game, wild hogs, free-ranging exotics. And as hunters, it is our responsibility to help manage those resources.
Well, and when you got a little time on your hands too, it's like I always wondered what it was like to shoot a 6.5 Creedmoor or something like that. And you can give you a chance to check out some new things, some new rounds, some new rifles. You know, maybe look at ads for like when Carter's has the, you know, range day, try things out.
Well, you actually, we were talking before the show about Henry.
Yeah.
And I know that you did something in Texas Outdoors Journal.
Mm-hmm.
But again, matching, going back to the Frontier days,
yeah,
you know,
pistol,
pioneering days.
Pistol and rifle in
the same
caliber.
It's
great. It's great, yeah.
I mean, you know, you went with a 45
Colt.
Right, but you know, you can get the same thing in a 44 mag, you know.
And 357, and you can shoot 38s.
Right.
So that's the thing, too. With practice, you can shoot some cheaper ammunition, too.
Lots of options. Lots of options outdoors.
Because it's the great state of Texas. More options, check out TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful affiliate stations there. We archive all of our shows there. You go, what'd they say? You can go to it. We're also up on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook. And when you go to those things, like us. I mean, that helps build the audience. But there's a lot of information out there. Also, remember, you catch me doing it wrong out there any time of the day or year on the water or in the woods, turn them in. Operation Game Thief, 800-792-GAME. And then be safe out there so you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more of Texas Outdoor News brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And time for Claritin, I think.
Yes, Zyrtec.
Whatever. I'll take it off.